Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Coach Joe and Evan, how are you?
Coach, how are you?
Hi, guys. How are you this afternoon?
Doing all right.
How have you been over the last few months during this strange time we're all living in?
Well, I've been fine. I've tried to stay with a pretty disciplined schedule. Do my hockey due diligence in the morning, and a couple projects that I have in the afternoon, and we'll hopefully get a little fitness and some mental health in there. And I've been doing fine. I'm up, made the transition after about 6 weeks, and got up to a place up in Canada. Just from a mental standpoint, I think changing venues for me, that was good.
Have you been in touch, Coach, with your players? I mean, because I'm assuming you got players everywhere, in Canada, United States, in Europe. Are you in touch with your players and aware of where everybody is?
Yeah, we are. I have had a schedule with myself and my coaching staff to stay in touch with the players. The players, like most teams, their leadership group is running sort of Zoom sessions to keep in contact, trying to help each other motivate a little bit through the pandemic, and also obviously with the quarantine situations for so many of the cities around North America, it's hard for professional athletes, especially a hockey player, to get some ice time and work on the things that they need to work on.
You know, for a lot of us, we've been talking sports without sports as a distraction. And one of the things that I think was certainly on the mind of a lot of Islander fans was, hey, if they restart, what the heck's going to happen? The Islanders are a point behind, but they've got two games in hand. So technically, they're ahead by point percentage. But what happens? Was that at all ever in your mind of a worry that, hey, they may restart this thing and we may not be in a postseason? Did you give that a lot of thought over a period of time?
Well, when it first happened, I think we were a point out. We had teams in the league. You look at a Carolina, I think they won their last two games. They were out of a playoff position, I think 2 days previous. So I figured if stoppage, I was hoping they would restart. But I knew points percentage because there was really, if you stop the NHL, I found that it would be very difficult if there was any length of time that you could play the games that you needed to play to make it fair. We were out in the West Coast, actually in Calgary, Alberta at the time when we got the word that to shut it down. So I figured the number one thing, they have to go by points percentage. And I knew pretty quickly through the league that we were in the playoffs. And I wasn't too worried, even if we were going back and playing. I know we were right in the mix of teams, but I felt like our team mentally was coming out of it. We didn't get the wins. I think in our last six, we might have been like 0-2-4 or something like that. But we lost those overtime games that we were winning early in the year. So I thought our game was starting to come around. We weren't at the healthiest place as a team, but we were with the right mindset. I knew we were going to be fine. And a little adversity right before the playoffs is a good reminder of how hard it can be.
Now, if everything goes to Hoyle, Coach, the way Bettman has talked about it, 24 teams, you guys would be in a 3 out of 5 play-in series with the Florida Panthers. What's your thoughts on that, Coach?
Well, I think, there's so many, you can go to every market and they will try to poke holes into the NHL's plan. But It is such a strange situation right now, but I think the NHL with the NHLPA have done a great job. I'm okay with it. I mean, you've got to play yourself in. We're in that group of teams. So be it. And I think the strangest thing is going to be, you know, for every hockey player, you know, they sort of ramp up their training a couple months before the before training camp. So they, you know, they work with their skill coaches. They're getting ice time. They're getting their strength and their cardio work in, and then they get into bigger groups. And you know, they start doing drills. They start doing more of the team play, a lot more scrimmages. So they sort of get a feel for the game, and then they come to the training camp in almost peak condition, and then it gets ramped up to the next level, and you get some exhibition games. We're not going to have that. Mm. We're not going to have any of that. We're going to go from, you know, these small group pods, from what I understand, and you're only limited with six or seven guys, and you can't even have your skills coach with you. So these guys are going to have to rely on some memory. They're going to have to work together. They're going to have to work maybe on FaceTime with some of their people. And then we're going to go right into training camp. We're going to go from, you know, six maybe to hopefully to 12 for a week, and then or 20, and then they start training camp. But it's such a different situation for the athletes. You have guys maybe in a guy like Matthew Barzal is in Vancouver. There's virtually no pandemic there. There's very few cases out west here, and he might be skating for 2-3 weeks, and then you may have someone who's, you know, Matt Martin, who's still in New York. Right. He may not be able to get on the ice. So the degree of where they are in terms of their training, we're going to have to be very, very smart as coaches, and we're going to have to adjust our training for almost individual basis.
And then when you start playing games, I mean, they may not call it the playoffs, but it's the playoffs. I mean, like Joe said, it's best
absolutely.
Of five. Do you think that the intensity is just automatically going to be there, even without crowds there, even without the buildup of games, that boom, you're going to flip the switch and the intensity is going to match what you'd normally see in the playoffs?
Well, you know, the crowd does make a difference. I'm not going to lie. I think the crowd, the atmosphere, it does make a difference you know, for the athletes. So I think it's going to be very high. Is it going to be to the peak where it is with the emotion and the crowd and all that? I can't answer that until we go through it. But I can tell you this from experience, and I've gone and worked with Team Canada at different events. You know, we've had different situations in my hockey career. You could get the best athletes in the world, and I had the opportunity to coach some of them, especially in our sport. And we'd say, you know, we'd be out in the World Championships and say, hey, you know, we got a case of Aero chocolate bars, which is a Canadian chocolate bar. We're going to play for that, and guys would kill for that. And these guys are, you know, who are the top of their game, just because their DNA is they're competitive. So I think you're going to see a very, very high level of game, and these guys are competitive. And, you know, let's call it what it is. The play-in is a playoff. It's the playoffs, you know, to get in. So let's not call it anything else.
Talking to the head coach of the New York Islanders, Barry Trotz. Coach, how about the layoff overall aspect? Because Evan and I were just talking about this. Let's say the season doesn't start. You guys don't start playing until August 1st, even the middle of July. I mean, you've almost had another off season without playing. Right? I mean, right? I mean, we're talking 3 months,
yeah,
4 months.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
How is that going to affect everything, Coach? How does that affect everything?
Well, I think guys have, you know, that have been in the league, their body clocks are, you know, they usually take some time off after maybe a long playoff run. You know, they start to ramp up their training, you know, in June, you know, keep the fitness and the cardio there. And then they really start cranking it up in July and August. And then they, you know, they go to September training camp at peak form. So their body clocks will be off a little bit. But the problem, I think, more than anything is some guys haven't been able to train the way they have in the past, so they're going to be catching up in some areas, especially the hockey areas. You know, being on the ice, the the hands, the edge work, all that, that they get a lot of work in the summer, but they do at a controlled pace, they're not going to get as much of that. I think the cardio aspect of it in terms of their fitness level will be pretty decent, except for the skating muscles, because you can run all you want, you can rollerblade all you want. It's not quite the same as being on the blades, and we're doing the edge work and handling pucks. So, the players, the athletes are going to need, to the normal person, they're going to at least need a month to prepare for this. So, and I think the NHL has done a really good job. They've laid it out July 10th. Training camp's not going to start before that. So players are right now, they're sort of developing the plan. Okay, we've got roughly, a little over five weeks, and then we might have training camp. It might be longer, but, they've got a little bit of a plan going into it in terms of a time frame. So I think you're going to see, as things open up, they're going to get on the ice. They're going to get their trainers. They're going to really ramp it up. And I think it's going to be great. I mean, it'll be interesting to go from zero to 100 miles an hour and sure. A play-in versus we're going to play, five or six exhibition games, and then we got an 82-game schedule. Then we get ready for the playoffs. So it'll be a lot different.
We're talking to the head coach of the New York Islanders, Barry Trotz. So when guys were declared out for the season, that was under the understanding we're having a normal season. So let's take a look at you guys. Adam Pellick, is he going to be ready to play? Would he be able to play in the middle of August, early August?
Absolutely.
So
Casey Cizikas, Cal Clutterbuck, those are big pieces that we're missing from our lineup. It may not be the highest score, but those guys were really key. Adam is a key shutdown guy.
Yeah.
When we lost him, our goals against went up. Casey Cizikas puts everybody, I think, in the right seat in the penalty kill, and then drives the team, I want to say, in terms of the physical aspect, him and Cal Clutterbuck. So we're missing a couple important pieces, just like probably every team in the league. This is the healthiest you're probably going to see the league going into a playoff format.
Yeah, that's
true.
It's a weird thing, and it's a cool thing about it, because usually when we get to the playoffs, there's so many injuries to key players, and it affects everybody. We see how it affects the Rangers, and that's great news that basically everybody that was banged up as this season was shut down will be ready to go for this postseason.
Yeah, I think that there's some interesting aspects that you lead into it. If you're a younger team, do you have an advantage over an older team? Are you if you're a heavier team, if you will, versus a lighter team, are you, all those aspects. To me, the X factor is goaltending. I've gone to a lot of worked with Team Canada during the World Cup, and up in Canada, obviously they're replaying games, and I just happened to watch. We had beaten Team Europe, and without Carey Price in net, I don't know if we beat Team Europe in that in the finals. So. Carey was outstanding, and goaltending, and that was early in the year. We had a couple of, that was before the season started. We had a couple exhibition games, and then we got right into this tournament. It reminded me of maybe what we're going to see is there's going to be a lot of unpredictability. If you have to put the odds on who's going to win and how it's going to go, I'd be hard to go to Vegas and go, this team's a clear, a shoe in to win a series. I don't think you're going to see any of that.
I think you guys are 42-1 to win the cup, and I think that'd be a good number. I mean, I know you don't want to get into that, coach, but that's if I'm a betting man, why not? Because I tell you what, I look at the NHL playoffs to begin with. I look at the Stanley Cup playoffs to begin with. I mean, anybody could win. I mean, to me, it's the most level playoff playing field that we have in sports. And now, and this, I want to ask you this: now you're going to get into a situation. How about playing in a foreign arena? You're not going to be playing at home. You're going to be in an arena, wherever it may be. Maybe you're playing in Las Vegas. Maybe you're playing in Columbus. Wherever you're going to play, with no fans. How is that going to affect the whole situation, the whole playoff situation? How about that?
Well, I think it's totally new to everybody, and I think going into it, the team that can keep their focus. Team that can understand that this is not normal, and accept the new normal, it'll be an advantage to them. And every team, you know, emotionally, if you're in the playoffs, things happen real quick. And, you know, the problem is that I see is you could have 12 teams in one hotel.
Right.
And you lose game one to the team that you're playing, you might be next door to them having a meal and walking by them left and right, where you can't get, you know, I think sometimes if you don't win, the best thing to do is just you got to cleanse a little bit and then go, and move on. And it'll be harder to do that when you keep running into your opponents, I think,
right.
In these small bubbles. So it'll be interesting. Emotionally, it might cause a little, it might be really intriguing because, you know, you run into someone that you don't like and then you keep running into someone you don't like. Away from the rink, it adds to the.
That's funny. We didn't even think about that aspect of it in the bubble.
Right. Everybody's in the same hotel.
Do you look at this as this is a legitimate championship? That it's different circumstances, but this Stanley Cup title, if you win it or anyone else wins it, is the same as like the one you won a couple of years ago with Washington. It's all legitimate, all the same. How do you look at it?
I look at it exactly the way you described it. It is a great opportunity for the 24 teams to lift the trophy. And I'll tell you what, you know, I don't know if they've come up with all the rounds yet, but I think it'll be as legit format. It is the hardest trophy to win. You think about, you have to have 16 wins against a very good opponent to hoist that cup. Other sports, you know, they're one-game playoffs for the most part. You move on, you need four. I mean, It is as much a physical grind. The mental grind to win in the National Hockey League is beyond anything any other sport. I think I haven't played in a championship in, you know, football or whatever, but the grind that I know, because it's every second day, you can't get away from it, and you've got to stay focused. And staying focused for, you know, a little over 2 months and being on point, doing it while you're beat up mentally, tired physically and mentally, I guess. And the pressures that come with every moment, you know, you let the foot off the gas for one moment, that you give up a goal or you make a mistake and it ends up in the back of your net. That might be the mistake that causes you, you know, to be out of the playoffs and pack your bags and go home. And that's, you know, you need the goaltending, you need the special teams, you need luck. I've talked to every coach that's won a Stanley Cup probably in the last 20 years before I'd won one in Washington. And it was funny. I was looking for this gold nugget. And the thing that they said is that there's going to be a moment that we should have been knocked out. We were able to survive it. And from that point on, we knew we were going to win the cup. Mm. That happened to me with Washington. And it's a grind and it's a focus and there's no gold nugget. You just have to go through it. That's why I think, you know, you look at I'm a big military guy. You look at the Navy SEALs and the training they go through and the stuff that they have to do to go through SEAL training, for instance. It's sort of those things, it's not necessarily physical things that you get tested. You get tested mentally. Are you going to quit when you're almost exhausted? No, you got a little bit more.
Right.
The mind is really strong. And when the mind gets strong about not giving up on certain things, then you have a real good chance to win. So I think this is going to be a real test for 24 teams. I think it's going to be intriguing. As a player, hopefully it's intriguing for the fans and the sports people. Mm-hmm. So hopefully we can get back playing and get our life back to normal like everybody wants.
You know, Coach, before I let you go, I just want to go back to one more thing about the whole format, how the playoffs are going to go. You know, you mentioned you may be in a hotel with 12 other teams. How about the aspect of not traveling? I mean, how much of a – I would think that's something that would help a team as they go along. I mean, that you're not doing any traveling at all. How about that?
Yeah, well, I think on a regular – yeah, it'll help physically 100%. Mentally, I'm not so sure. And I was thinking about this. This is the things that us coaches do. Think about it. You know, we haven't been able to travel for 2 months now. And we're used to, as humans, I guess, especially athletes, we're used to traveling. We're used to moving on. We're, you know, we're seeing different things. Well, we've been stuck in our house for 2 months. You know, one of the reasons I came up to Canada after things slowed down was to get a little bit of a mental break from just, you know, my house in New York and this and that. So, you know, and it was a good relief. I'm going to be on my way back shortly here. So, all that being said, I think there's going to be some real positives because we're not traveling, and there might be a negative because you are not traveling, and I just don't know that.
That's interesting. One last thing, because we've heard this guy's name for 5 years. Is Sorokin going to be on the team next year? What are you hearing about this?
Well, I'm hearing good things. I know, and I'm just going to tell you what I know, that Lou has been in contact with the league and with the KHL, and I know the young man wants to come over. So, you know, I think as long as, you know, this is such a strange year, but if they could get it done, I'm pretty sure that he'll be looking to be with the Islanders, and we'd be looking forward to having him. But that's all I can really say about that right now that I know. But I know that they've been talking, and hopefully there's some mandates through the league that, you know, in terms of what you can do right now. So I don't know any of that for the most part, but I do know that we're really high on him, and I'd like to see him in an Islander uniform at some point.
Indeed. Yep.
Coach, before I let you go, one more thing, just real quick. How much do you think this is going to affect you guys getting to Belmont?
I don't think it's going to affect us at all. Getting to Belmont,
the new arena and all that.
I think they just restarted construction the other day, too, so it should be back on track. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, no, actually, I can tell you what I do know about Belmont. They were ahead of schedule just because we had the good winter.
Right.
But they were able to work right through it. They got, and then the pandemic hit, and it sort of put it right back to where they figured they'd be at this point in time, is what I'm told. So I'm looking forward to getting to Belmont. I love the Coliseum. I think Belmont will be the for our fans. I've seen renderings of the rink and what they're trying to do around there. So I think it'll be really, really good. I got a couple of coaches' friends. I said after the morning skate, they may not tell. They may just go check out the ponies.
I can imagine.
Right.
Thank you, Coach. Really appreciate it. Good luck. Can't wait for this to start.
Coach, good luck.
All right, take care, guys.
Forward.
Anytime.
Great having you on.
Thank you, Coach.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.